FASB's new rules on share-based consideration. The big announcement, Norwalk CT, May 15, 2025. The FASB dropped a bombshell today with their latest accounting standards update, ASU. This new guidance targets how businesses account for share-based consideration payable to customers when selling goods or services. No more head-scratching over whether Topic 606 or Topic 718 applies. FASB has your back. What does it mean? The amendments are set to revolutionize how companies handle revenue recognition and stock compensation. Imagine offering equity instruments to customers or their customers to boost sales. Now there's a clear roadmap for when and how to recognize that revenue. Timing is everything, and these changes ensure you get it right. Who's in the hot seat? Entities that use share-based consideration to incentivize purchases are the main players here. Whether you're giving equity to direct customers or other parties buying through your customers, the new guidance spells out the vesting requirements. No more guesswork. Know exactly when those shares count towards revenue. Where to get the details? For the nitty-gritty, check out the full ASU on the FASB website. Effective dates and comprehensive explanations await the curious and the cautious alike. This is a pivotal moment in financial reporting, says one industry expert. Don't miss out on the details that could transform your accounting practices. Why this matters. This update isn't just another tweak. It's a pivotal shift in how companies recognize revenue and handle stock compensation. By clarifying the requirements, FASB is helping businesses streamline their financial reporting, making it more accurate and reliable. For companies incentivizing customer purchases with equity, this is a game changer.